Exclusive, Operation Charlotte's Web nets 400 illegal aliens, half with significant criminal records. By Randy Clark on December 2, 2025. In just a few short weeks, a Border Patrol task force arrested more than 400 illegal aliens in Charlotte, North Carolina. According to Border Patrol Commander Greg K. Bovina, illegal aliens targeted and arrested during Operation Charlotte's Web were found to be in the company of others who also had a significant criminal history in more than 50% of all cases. Breitbart Texas spoke to Chief Bovina on Monday about the number of arrests since the operation began on November 15. According to Bovina, 274 illegal aliens were arrested exclusively by the Border Patrol cadre sent to Charlotte, North Carolina. Bovina says the collaboration with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, during the same time frame nearly doubled that number to more than 400, bringing the total to more than 400 since the operation commenced. Los Angeles, Chicago, Charlotte, you name it. We're finding and arresting illegal aliens, making these communities safer for the Americans who live there. Happy Thanksgiving from the hashtag Green Machine. Hashtag DHS, hashtag CBP, hashtag USBP, hashtag Border Patrol, hashtag Charlotte's Web, hashtag charlottepic.twitter.com/wego. UGYNUU. Commander Op at Large CA Gregory K. Bovina. At Comdrop at Large CA, November 27, 2025. Most notable, according to Bovina, is the number of collateral arrests of illegal aliens that occurred during the targeted enforcement actions in North Carolina that involved illegal aliens who also had significant criminal histories. As according to Bovina, when his group of Border Patrol agents executed targeted enforcement actions against a specific criminal illegal alien, more than 50% of collateral arrests of non-target illegal aliens found in the company of the target had significant criminal records. Bovina told Breitbart Texas, "We are going after the worst of the worst in Charlotte. If you are in the company of an illegal alien on our target list and are here illegally as well, there are no free passes." Bovina finds the number of illegal aliens with significant criminal records that are found in the company of those on the target list surprising. "This illegal alien from Belize has been committing vehicle break-ins and home break-ins in the Charlotte area since 2015. He's also been arrested for robbery with a firearm/dangerous weapon. You'll be happy to know we arrested him and will be sending him back to his country." Hashtag DHS. pic.twitter.com/b2ma3jcc6w. Commander Op at Large CA Gregory K. Bovina. At Comdrop at Large CA, November 18, 2025. According to Bovina, Border Patrol agents in Charlotte noted nearly 67% of illegal aliens apprehended just one day in November were found to be in the company of a targeted criminal illegal alien and had a significant criminal history. "We are sending a clear message that we are here to make Charlotte a safer city for those that live here. We are demonstrating that by taking hundreds of people off the street who have serious criminal histories," Bovina exclaimed. Operation Charlotte's Web ensnares felonious illegal alien. This Honduran national has previous convictions for illegal reentry of removed alien, sentenced to 15 months. Tampering with government documents/insurance, sentenced to 2 years. "We're cleaning up." pic.twitter.com/7firkmsupa1. Commander Op at Large CA Gregory K. Bovina. At Comdrop at Large CA, November 24, 2025. He added, "We are far from done. In just one arrest event, we found an MS-13 gang member and an 18th Street gang member moving freely on the streets of Charlotte. That's unacceptable. Many residents I have spoken with say they are thankful for our presence and that they are happy we are in their city." Chief Bovina told Breitbart Texas that the removal of more than 400 criminal aliens will absolutely affect crime in North Carolina's most populous city. With nearly 1 million residents, Bovina told Breitbart Texas the immigration enforcement actions undertaken during Operation Charlotte's Web are a work in progress and far from over. The seasoned border chief told Breitbart Texas, "We are not done in any city we have visited yet. So long as there is work to do, we are likely to appear once again at any moment." MS-13 gang member arrested in Charlotte. In addition to admitting being a member of a foreign terrorist organization, this illegal alien from Honduras has a long list of crimes in his past, including arrests for larceny, receiving stolen goods, battery, and assault on a pic.twitter.com/PyX9Z0I. Commander op at large CA Gregory K. Bovina. At Comdrop at large PCA, November 18, 2025. The immigration enforcement operation inside the Tar Heel State is designed to target illegal aliens drawn to North Carolina due to sanctuary protections that would allow them to move within the state without fear of apprehension by immigration authorities, according to the Department of Homeland Security, DHS. Assistant DHS Secretary Tricia McLaughlin commented on the effort to enforce immigration laws in the state, saying, "Americans should be able to live without fear of violent criminal illegal aliens hurting them, their families, or their neighbors. We are surging DHS law enforcement to Charlotte to ensure Americans are safe and public safety threats are removed." Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Before his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X @RandyClark.